Hi and welcome. This is Steve Halpern with Super Anti-Aging Podcast, the podcast designed to give you information to help change your life. So let's get into really good stuff. Coffee, coffee, coffee. No shortage of coffee, especially in New York City. Every other block has a Starbucks or a coffee house. And more coffee houses than anything else in New York. So we've been told lots of different things about coffee, but here's the lowdown. Here is the latest, and that's according to my Google Home, which goes click, click. Anyway, I can ask Google Home about coffee, and Google Home will tell me all about it. But it's not a commercial for Google Home. So a new study came out, and it was done in Germany, and they did it. Well, we know it's a good study. They're pretty good in their science. It was done in animals, but also a population study. And what they found is the equivalent of four espressos would give you enough caffeine to turn on a gene system that changed heart function, improved the cell batteries in the heart, and seemed to help heart muscles recover. So it might also help in prevention of heart conditions. So just the opposite of what we thought, how bad the caffeine is because I'm all wired up, it actually has some interesting benefits. And the same gene system seems to also have some cancer protection benefits. And there have been some studies on coffee and lower mortality and lower cancer rates. So what are some options here? Well, if you don't like coffee, you can drink green tea. Green tea has caffeine. It's released a little bit slower. There's an amino acid in there called theanine, which balances out the caffeine in the green tea, but you'll still get the benefit as well as the antioxidants. Chocolate has some caffeine in it, so you'll get, you know, the caffeine in chocolate and also some of the antioxidants that are in chocolate. So the good news is, unless the coffee wires you up too much and you can't sleep because of the way you metabolize the caffeine, coffee is probably a great idea. For those of you who have a problem with the caffeine, you know, caffeine is processed in the liver, and sulforaphane from Vitalica, especially Vitalica Physician, works on phase one, phase two liver function, and it will help clear the caffeine so you can get some of the benefit of the caffeine. But if you take it earlier with the caffeine or the coffee, you'll get some caffeine benefit, and certainly the benefit, the antioxidant benefit, and all the many, many benefits I talk about from broccoli seed with the coffee. So that's an interesting suggestion. I can't stop reading microbiome news. There's so much going on. You know, I met this wonderful immunologist from Atlanta who actually freezes. He's been freezing tumors for a decade. And he knew about immunotherapy before Sloan Kettering and all these other people were doing immunotherapy where you take out the immune cells, you ramp them up and put them in. And he actually wrote a little book on this immunotherapy and what can support it. And he mentions microbiome. And I just see another study, current study, that, you know, the specific probiotics can actually either protect the cancer or enhance the chemo or make the immunotherapy actually work better. There's also a condition called fatty liver. Well, it means your liver needs to go on a diet, or actually you need to go on a diet. And fatty liver can actually lead to cirrhosis or maybe even liver cancer. Well, we knew that sulforaphane from Vitalica, Physician Vitalica especially, since that's the strongest source of this broccoli seed ingredient you can get. This is the one that was originally developed for John Hopkins research and also available at TalkingHerbals.com or at Vitamin Wholesalers online. And put a little commercial in here. If you mention at check out on Talking Herbals that you heard on this podcast, you'll get an additional 10%, which is substantial because it's already discounted so that we can make it available to the public. So let me get back to fatty liver. It was shown that certain specific probiotics can have an effect on fat accumulation, not only in the body, but in your liver where you don't want it. So we don't have the full answer yet to the whole probiotic issue. We're still learning. We're still in infancy. There are many, many probiotic products. There are many companies working on probiotics, biotech companies. So I explained to my clients that the best thing to do is take different probiotics, especially ones that have some efficacy and will actually stick to the colon and not just be eliminated. For years, I've been using a probiotic by Dr. O'Hara, a microbiologist. It has prebiotics and really special strains of probiotics in them, and we've had great results with it. And you can get that at Talking Herbals again, talkingherbals.com. And again, if you put in to check out that you heard it on Anti-Aging Podcast, you'll get an additional 10%. So that's really a good probiotic to use. And my other probiotic suggestions is, again, eating fermented products if you can handle it, not worrying about yeast. I'd rather you get the prebiotics, products like pickles and cabbage and kimchi and wonderful fermented products. Again, I wish I could tell you exactly the right probiotic, but I'm trying to give you the one that we've had some of the most best clinical response. Life Extension Foundation also makes a wonderful probiotic. And if you go to Talking Herbals, you'll see the probiotics listed, the Life Extension probiotics. And again, there's a wonderful discount price on Talking Herbals for any Life Extension formulas that you see. So let's move on and on and tell you some of the clinical experience I've had recently. I saw an interesting blood test, and it said DNA analysis, and it was analysis of your blood, and it could tell you exactly the optimal dose of supplements that you need to take. Sorry. Couple of problems with that. First of all, trying to establish optimal range of blood tests, we just don't know. Okay. And blood tests really designed for medical purposes. Find something clinical, out of range, liver enzymes, kidney function, you know, very high blood sugar levels. Those are obvious signs in a blood test, high inflammation markers. Those are diagnostic tools that a very competent integrative physician can interpret and interpret in your context. As a nutritionist for many, many years of looking at blood tests, but also looking at the person, I can also do that and give you some context. So I have many people contact me and they have blood tests done either in our office in New York City with Dr. Liss, or they send me blood tests and I try and give them a contextual evaluation. But trying to use DNA analysis and say, well, there you are in the range and you should take so much of this and so much of that, nonsense. Total nonsense. It's a way, and this is my opinion, of what I call lazy practice. There are doctors who want to get into integrative medicine because of the way traditional medicine pays very poorly for insurance, for Medicare. So it's a great idea to get into integrative medicine, but integrative medicine is very complicated and time-consuming. So if you can have a shortcut here that says, oh, well, do this DNA analysis, and it's going to tell you exactly how much supplements you need to take and the range, baloney. In a couple of years, they'll be testing 5,000 things in the blood. And in fact, by the way, I just saw the FDA-approved an implantable blood sugar monitor, which again is important because, you know, even with certain tests, you need to repeat them over a 24-hour period of time. You know, for blood pressure, for instance, you can do a 24-hour blood pressure, or cardiac, you can do a 24-hour monitor, and really see, maybe just at that specific time it's off. Same thing with blood sugar. I always say take blood sugar after a meal, 2.5 hours, consistently until you get a pattern. Not just a quick fasting morning blood sugar. It's much more important to see what happens 2.5 hours after you eat. Hormones, again, difficult. Need the context of a practitioner. The idea that, well, you just do a blood testosterone, or you do a blood estrogen, or progesterone, or serum binding hormone globulins, they can change. Depends what time you've taken the blood test. And it really should be looked at in the context of a saliva test, saliva hormone test over 24 hours, and maybe even some urine tests, and the context of a practitioner. But the idea that you can do this DNA analysis and look at a so-called range and then come up with a recommendation based on that, nonsense. So you have to be careful. You know, there's a lot of crazy hype out there of instantaneous answers. And what I call us, unfortunately, is Google nutritionist or Google doctor. And, you know, where's the experience? Where's the contextual experience of seeing someone? And knowing, you know, what works and what doesn't work. You know, I've had almost 40 years of nutrition practice, as well as working with lots and lots of great doctors, and especially Dr. List now for the last 5 years, where I get to see blood tests and I get to see interpretations, medical interpretations, which are really, really so important. You know, we don't really have good nutritional tests yet. Okay, even the blood tests for vitamins and minerals and whatnot, they're not really all that accurate at this point. So again, it's all about context. Now again, habit changes. My favorite expression is, you're not really who you think you are. And so you don't have to be stuck. Even the concept that we're mostly, as human beings, space, we're bags of water. I mean, yes, you can bring in the spiritual aspect and the religious aspect. But from a biochemistry point of view, we're bags of water and lots and lots and lots of trillions of bacteria. And yet somehow our brains are able to contextually put this together, and we're human. But then the question is, what makes us human? And, you know, a fascinating, there's a little divergence in this whole life extension issue. One day it's going to be possible to download to a computer or whatever device a person's brain. Well, what does that mean? If you're downloading everything in the brain, how does this translate into humanness? Okay. And maybe we'll all get replacement parts at one point and be living healthy, long lives. Because this is what this whole anti-aging business is about. It's not about how long I'm going to live. And this is an important, again, an important contextual aspect that I like. How old are you? How old are you right now? Well, you're given age, a birthday age. But it's chronological age. And I'm much more fascinated, and especially people who are interested in longevity health. What is your biological age? Your BA. No one ever asked for that. No one asked on Facebook when you put your age or a dating site or whatever, you put BA under age, which is in some ways can be just as accurate and not deceiving as your chronological age. How many of us have seen people who are 40 that seem biologically 60 or 70? And then we'll see people at that age who seem biologically 30, 40 years younger. So it's possible. And again, part of the context is understanding that we're moving in this direction of epigenetics and nutrigenomics and gene manipulation. there already is that $800,000 gene manipulation for a congenital blindness, and it seems to work. And there are many, many biotech companies that work on gene manipulation, where you'll get a gene, it will change something inside you, or it'll change an epigenetic expression of a gene, and there it is, conditional disappear. How wonderful and how exciting. Also understanding that the future antibiotics are going to be probiotics, not antibiotics. This is, again, biotech companies are working on this. You know, why does one person get sick and another person doesn't? Yes, it's your blood immune cells, but it's also your microbiome. And speaking of microbiome, you know, my daughter is a trainer, very, very intuitive with dogs. And for quite a while, we've given Vitalica, the broccoli seed, to both our dogs, and seems to have really good response. I had a dog that had a sarcoma, was laying on the floor, totally non-responsive, and we gave the broccoli seed and got 60 more months of life out of this wonderful dog. I think that certainly it's important to look at a dog's microbiome and their diet, and avoiding kibble, which is horrible for dogs, has all sorts of additives in it, and not natural to canines. You know, meat and fish and all sorts of varied diets are really healthy for their microbiome. I mean, we see an epidemic of cancers now growing in canines. And I have many, many of my clients now who, besides my daughter, who are joyfully and with good experience giving Vitalica to their pets. And what's wonderful is when I had this wonderful dog with the cancer, and I'd come over to the house and I'd open up a capsule of Vitalica, and boy, it went right to my hand. I mean, intuitively, this animal knew, this canine knew that this was healthy and good. So I hope you enjoyed listening to this podcast. Before I forget, okay, I really do, let me include this because it's so important. Sulforaphane is being developed as a cancer drug, as a chemo drug in England. It is one of the most powerful cancer protective substances we know, and with good evidence, it can actually kill cancer cells, especially cancer stem cells. There's a stage 3 and 4 prostate cancer trial that showed wonderful results. There's a very expensive NIH study that was done in breast cancer giving broccoli seed, and it was shown to kill the cancer stem cells. If there's anyone you know that's really concerned, please have them contact me, and I'd be glad to send them the research and the studies. You know, we're currently, you know, evaluating this on many, many patients in Dr. List's office, and we've only seen positive. I've only seen positive blood test results. I've never seen a negative response to the broccoli seed because it's a food, whole food. Don't be fooled by other products. Tell you there's broccoli sprouts. John Hopkins says broccoli sprouts are not the way to go. And you have to eat tons of broccoli sprouts. So when you see a supplement that says broccoli sprouts and maybe it says sulforaphane, it's total, total fraud. The broccoli seed that we use in Vitalica Physician, which is what we now use because it's the most potent form. This seed was originally developed for research at Johns Hopkins over many years. It's a non-GMO whole food. You'd have to eat pounds and pounds of broccoli or boxes and boxes of sprouts to get this benefit. So please, if there's someone that you know that is concerned about this, you know, cancer issue, arthritis issue, autism, many autism studies, have them contact me at Nutrasteve, N-U-T-R-A-S-T-E-V-E at hotmail.com. Put a question in the comments and I'd be glad to send the research. So if you've enjoyed this podcast, I suggest you subscribe because then you'll know when I put up new podcasts and you won't miss any of this new information like the coffee one I just talked about today. As I said, I read lots and lots of articles and a lot of medical journals. Subscribe. I love seeing those subscribers numbers go up. Makes me happy, motivates me even more. And again, thank you so much for listening.